Zondervan Audio Pages and Harper Audio present Unlikely Angel, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero by Ashley Smith, read by the author.
Author's note. The material in this book comes from my memory of the events and conversations related here. In particular, the hours I spent with Brian Nichols were extremely stressful. And while I have tried to remember events and conversations to the best of my ability, where I was unable to remember specific words, I tried to relate the substance of those events and conversations as best I could recall. Quotation marks are used in the book for readability, not as an indication that the words appearing in quotes are exact.
Chapter 1. Hostage. Friday, March 11th, 2005. At 9:45 p.m., my cell phone rang. I looked down at my caller ID. It was my stepdad calling from Augusta again. What could he want this time? I wondered. What are you doing? He asked. I was exhausted, almost too tired to answer. I held the phone against my ear with my shoulder so I could carry a load of trash out of my second-floor apartment down to my car. I had been moving for 2 days. My new place was a smaller, bottom-level apartment on the other side of the complex. I didn't have much left to do here, just some vacuuming and painting to return the place to its original condition. But I wasn't doing any of that tonight. I needed sleep. I was driving to Decula in the morning to see Paige. "I'm moving the rest of my stuff," I said, climbing the stairs again to get the last of the trash. "Just please, please let me get off this phone," I thought. "You're out? There's a man on the loose, and you're out?"